Last Sunday afternoon, something very, very cool happened for the city of Houston and one of our hometown heroes. Not sure if you saw, but Craig Biggio was inducted to the Hall of Fame as the first Houston Astro. Growing up a lifelong Houston Astro fan, I was so happy for Craig Biggio. I was so happy for the Houston Astros organization. It was so awesome. One of my favorite memories of Craig Biggio was in 2005 in his first at-bat in the World Series. Now, Craig Biggio had played 18 years in the major leagues before getting to the World Series. And that day, when he was announced as the leadoff batter, he comes up to the batter's box. And he looks out at the crowd, and he takes in the moment. And it looks like he was getting a little misty-eyed. Like he had waited his whole career for this. Like the city of Houston had been waiting for over 40 years to play in the World Series, and here he was. And it was just this awesome scene of him like looking up and taking it all in. Well, my brothers and sisters, today I'm taking this all in. There's 3,000 of you that are here that are seeking God, that want to be fed by Him, to understand His Word, to be receiving the sacrament of the Eucharist, to bring whatever is going on in your life here to the Lord. And we gather together in prayer, asking our God to be with us today, to be with us throughout this conference, to be with us throughout our lives. And that's exactly what He does. So what I'd like to do today is I'd like to break open the Word, the gospel that we just heard. And I like to do so in a medium that maybe you have seen, maybe you've experienced. So can I get my first picture here? Can we get the first picture on the slides? We're working on it. All right, well anyway, so today we's gospel, right? We heard about John the Baptist. I thought it would be fun. Like, let's see what it would look like if this gospel was played out on Instagram. What do you think? All right, so here we go. Let's have the first picture, please. The first one here, this is John the Baptist's Instagram feed. He's taking a selfie here. He says, I'm just chillaxing in prison. He said, all I did was stand up for God's law, right? That's all I did. He said, you can't marry your sister-in-law at Herod, right? Leviticus 18:16, hashtag look it up. So poor John the Baptist, there he is in prison. And John the Baptist knew. He knew in his heart that he was doing what was right. He was standing up for God's law, God's command. He was standing up for justice. He was standing up for truth. And he was okay being in prison. Right? So here, let's see what happened inside the hall. Next Instagram feed, please. This one is from King Herod's post. Right? Here we go. So here's Salome, the daughter. She's the one that's doing the dancing. She says, doing a little dance for my stepdad's birthday. It was amazing. Right? And there's Herod with those eyes with the like the hearts on him. Like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then Herodias, his wife, tags it and says, that's your niece and your stepdaughter. Like, that's so weird. It's so strange. What is going on here? But that's what happened in the gospel, right? Herod's having this big feast. It's his birthday. His stepdaughter's doing this dance. And he's like, whoa, I'll give you whatever you want. So let's look at his stepdaughter's next feed here on her next Instagram post. Here it is. She's taking a picture. I got to make a tough decision. Don't know what I'm going to do. She said, my stepdad said I could have anything I want. Does anybody have any ideas? One of her friends says, how about a diamond necklace? How about money? How about her mom saying, John the Baptist's head on a platter? What? Why would you want that? Huh? Herodias. And then what happens in the gospel? We know. Next one, please. Here's Salome's last picture, holding the head of John the Baptist on a platter, saying, I was creeped out by this today. Sorry at John the Baptist. Now, poor John the Baptist, right? John the Baptist did exactly what God told him to do, right? John the Baptist said, I'll stand up for truth. I'll stand up for love. He wanted to share. He wanted to share. He wanted to share God's word with us. And that's why we're here. We're here in our conference because we want to hear God's word. And I wonder if John the Baptist was with us today, if he would probably say this. He would notice that there's some difficulty in our society and our culture, especially when it comes to trying to become one. I think one of the greatest obstacles that face us is our inability to talk to each other. Here, I showed an Instagram post, right? Can I get the next slide, please? Okay, so that was an Instagram post. I'm just wondering, how many of you guys, first thing you get up in the morning, and this is what you do? How many of you do that? Okay. The first thing that we do sometimes, we roll out, we don't say, God, thank you so much for the gift of another day. We reach out and say, what did somebody say about my selfie I took yesterday? Does anybody know how many minutes the average American spends on their phone a day? Can I get the next slide, please? Here we go. 162 minutes. That's average. College and high school kids spend about 8 to 10 hours a day in the study I read. Okay, 8 to 10 hours a day on your phone, checking it out. What's going on? John the Baptist would say, hey, put the phone down. Talk to each other. Let's interact. Let's be human beings. Let's love. Let's share. Let's laugh together. Let's not just always check our phones. What's going on? How do we break down our phones? Can the next slide, please? What does that look like? All right, so this is all of the ways that we use our phones, right? Gaming, 32%, Facebook, social media, all of those browsers that we use to surf the internet. What are we looking at when we're on the browsers? What are we doing? What are we doing with our time? I had to think, look, if John the Baptist was here, maybe he would say, hey, look, take 1% of your phone usage, shut the phone down, open up, next slide, please. Open up the Word of God. Like, substitute the Word of God for what your peers and your family and your friends might be saying about your pictures or your status. Let the Word of the Lord speak to you. Let the Word of the Lord come into your heart and change you, because that's what our God wants to do. That's what He wants to do for us, because He loves us. He says, I'm here. I'm here for you, and all we have to do is set down the distractions, to set down the things in our lives that are keeping us from being able to grow in love. And our God invites us to open the Word of God, because this is where truth is found. This is where love can be experienced. So my brothers and sisters, I would ask you as a challenge, maybe the first thing that you do when you wake up in the morning is not reach for your phone, but maybe reach for the sacred scripture. Reach for the Bible. Maybe just open it up, read a couple of verses. Let God talk to you. Let Him tell you that He loves you. Let Him tell you how special you are. Let Him be a part of your life. Because my brothers and sisters, there's way too many people in the world that don't invite God in at all. And that's a problem. John the Baptist stood up for it. John the Baptist said, we need to make God a priority, Herod. And I'm willing to lay down my life for truth and for love. My brothers and sisters, all of us in some way are called. That we're called in some way to follow in the example of our love. We have the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful example today of Saint Alphonsus Liguori. I think I have a picture of him. Maybe the next slide. I think it's okay. But Saint Alphonsus Liguori, right? This is another social media picture I snuck in there. All right, yeah, so, and here's another thing. If we're going to use social media, right, maybe we can use it in a way that'll proclaim the gospel. One of the ways that I try to do that is by taking a little selfie and tagging it like 2RHGH, right? So that's fun, all right? But, so these are some cool pictures I take. You're welcome to use that hashtag if you want. Taking a picture of yourself in the church and seeing the beautiful churches that we have in our archdiocese, it's pretty awesome. It's an awesome way to evangelize. It's an awesome way to share, right? But John the Baptist, right, he lived out his life saying, I will lay down my life for the Lord. I will tell the world it's time to repent. It's time to change our lives. It's time to live in a way that God invites us to live. And John the Baptist was not scared. He was not afraid. He was not afraid to lay down his life. Now, St. Alphonsus Liguori was a lawyer. We celebrate his feast day today. Right? He was a lawyer who laid everything down that he had to follow the Lord. Right? He became a priest, later became a bishop. And one of the things that St. Alphonsus Liguori was so good at was explaining the faith to people. He was so good at telling people about the Catholic faith and telling them about Jesus and telling them about God's love. And St. Alphonsus Liguori is now known as the doctor of the church because he teaches us so much about truth and about love. And the Lord is calling us to do the same thing, to teach others about truth and love, to tell other people about how much God loves us, about how much God loves you. Now, my brothers and sisters, I'm Father TJ. I didn't introduce myself at the beginning here, but I'm the director of vocations. And part of being the director of vocations means that you get to hear a commercial from me. All right, so I hope this is exciting for everybody. All right, so vocation director means that I get to go out and I get to talk to young people about what it means to be a priest, a brother, a sister, a nun. And so I'm here today to invite you to consider the Lord calling you. The Lord had a mission. He had a purpose for John the Baptist to lay down his life. He had a purpose. He had a mission for St. Alphonsus Liguori to be able to use his gift of the intellect to share about the love of God. He might have placed in your heart and in your life the call to serve him as a priest, a brother, a sister, a nun. This year, Pope Francis has declared this the year of consecrated life. Right, so I think I have a slide of that one, of the year of consecrated life of the logo, that this year we are celebrating men and women who have laid down their lives to serve God. as priests, as sisters, as brothers, as nuns. And so we celebrate the wonderful love that our God has. And maybe God is calling somebody in here today to lay down your life to serve the Lord. If God is calling you to be a priest, a brother, a sister, a nun, He knows that He's putting that on your heart because that's how you're going to find the greatest happiness. That's how you're going to find the greatest way that you can serve Him with your life. My friends, I've been a priest now for 6 years, and it's awesome. I can't think of anything I could do with my life that would be more fun, more fulfilling, more rewarding than being a priest of Jesus Christ. So if God is placing that on your heart to follow Him, to lay down your life in service to Him as a priest, a brother, a sister, a nun, I ask you, please, my friends, be open to that. Because that might be the way that God wants to love you the most, by serving Him as a priest, a brother, a sister, a nun. So over 3,000 of you here in this place today, in this place of worship and prayer. And my prayer for you is that you're open to the call of God in your life. That whatever He's asking you to do, you may open your heart and follow Him. We pray today that we may follow the courage of John the Baptist. If God is calling us to lay down our lives to follow Him, that we may have the courage to do that. To lay down our lives, to say to the Lord, I'm here. I love you. I'll go wherever it is that you want me to go. May the Lord continue to bless us this weekend. May He give us the grace to become one by loving each other with our whole hearts and loving our God with everything that He